Homing and Bava Manava. I realize we have one Rashi left from the previous piece of Gemara. Rashi, Zinsame Kar Yeshik Subamana. Kasar, but this price is going with the opinion, Kansa Pachesis Basula, but him says Bula Yeshik Subamana. She doesn't lose her ksuba due to the fact that there was a mechatos. It obviously goes down from 200 to 100 because she wasn't the psula, but she doesn't lose the total. That was the mechatos we had back in the first parak. Okay, we're holding the Gemara, Bishlama Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. So we have the mechatos in Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbanan. If the parsha of Mati Shemra is said only in a scenario where he had beer with the woman after the Nisuin, or even if he was Motia La Shemra without having brought her to his house and had beer with her. Okay. So Rashi says, Bishon Bishlam el Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov hanu desibu bo eleho vekrab eleho. So the psukim say, So the pasuk starts off with uba ilah. He had beer with her. The next pasuk says, "V'samla lilos tavarim hajileh shemra v'maris isha says lakati v'grabi leha l'mitzashul abasulim." So v'grabi leha again. I mean, he had beer with her. He was with her. So according to Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, that's necessary for the parsha. El rabbanan my uba ilah. What does Uboileho and Ekraveleho mean? Uboileho balilois, Vekraveleho bidvorim. So it's not referring to Kikach ish isha. Uboileho, he came with her with this plan how he's going to deal with her.
The order is interesting, right? I mean, you would think of Snea, then. And he comes with all those.
Okay. Good point. Morsabisham Lubliazam and Yaakov Hanu Siv Lumit Sosa the Bitra Psulim. So he's saying he had beer and she wasn't the Psula. But according to Rabbanan, El Rabbanan Milo, but Sosi the Bitra Psulim, I didn't find. He wasn't personally involved in to know whether he didn't find Psulim. So what does it mean? It means Lo Mitzosi the Bitra Kishrei Psulim. I have Edim which said that she's Mizana. And I don't have any Edim which are being Machshir and saying that she does have Psulim. So the father responds, the pasuk says, the father says back, and he says to this kadim, is beating the satali shazer, but he is not help. He knew so law and the lost to where he marlam says, beat the psulim. Vele psulim beat it. Here are the psulim. So he's proving she has psulim. Al rabbanan mai vele psulim beat it. What does it mean? He's presenting psulim beat it. It means vele kishre psulim beat it. These are the eidim which are going to be marshal the fact that she's a psulim. Bishlam the Eliezer ben Yaakov handed the simla for suah simla. So the father presents the simla. So we're talking about a woman, he had beer with her, and they would put a, like we saw before in the first parak, they would put down a cloth to catch the dam psula and be able to prove that she's a psula. And the father's claiming that there was some subterfuge over here, and that here's the true simla. El rabbanan mai uparsu a simla. What does he mean? He spreads out the garment. Rabbi Revivo, Pirshu Masha Somla. He's the simla is referring to Somla. He's able to prove or to clarify what plan he had set for the woman. They're masim, they ate him, and they see he had planned to try and take advantage of the, you know, having ate him, kill the girl. And the father is able to prove this is what he had set out for the girl. Kedatanya, of course, similar malam shibayin edim alzeh. Edim shelzeh. Edim shelzeh. The husband has his edim, and the father brings his edim. Would say otherwise. Uberma shadavik is similar chadash. And we clarify the matter. Just it has the mashal which the Torah uses is like a similar. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Tavar Tichsavon, Simla Mamish. So the word Simla means the garment, it means the cloth. The Karn Rabbanan doesn't mean the cloth, it means they clarify it by being Mazim, the first Adam. Okay. Let's see, Rashi. Kishay b'sulim, edim sheyazimu o yachishu es elu, v'shira es bitcha l'psula gemura. Here are the edim which are clarifying that she was, that her kisha, that her psula truly were there. Kishay b'sula bitcha edim hamazimim es edom. So he would bring kishay b'sulim. Means to bring a pair of Adam, which is Mazim, the first pair. So the Gemara, three lines on the bottom. Shalach Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Rav Yaakov Bar Giyurei Mishmet Rabbi Yochanan. So he said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Al Bagav Shalom Metzina B'cholot Harkula Shechila Kakasa Bein Biel Kedarka Lebiyash Lekedarka Lemakas Al Anshim. Marba Mishkebe Isha, it says, well, there's two places to be Shaykh with the Isha, and Biyash Lakadarka has a full fledged in Abiyah in regards to Makas, in regards to Anshim, to Maisabiyah. Well, Matishemra, Chilik, and Matishemra, there's a difference in the case of Biyash Kadarka and Biyash Lakadarka. Enochai b'ashiyimah shalom k'darka, b'tishemah k'darka. The card of Lezer ben Yaakov, it's only because he had bia with her, but that bia can be even bia shalom k'darka. However, the shema that he's saying about her is about that she had bia, he's claiming that she had bia k'darka. And the issue is the psulim. The Gemara says, come on. So this, the statement that Rabbi Yochanan said, Ikh Rabbanon, Avagav, the Leboel. So you're saying there's only Chayiv if he had Bishal Kadarka, which means, we're saying means he means even Bishal Kadarka, but he don't need be at all according to Rabbanon. Okay. So the Gemara says, fine. So, but if you say it's only Kribbeleza ben Yaakov, and therefore he requires Bia, and we're saying that the Bia, even Bia Shalakadarka, is sufficient to generate the problem, where it says, no, Edimidi Kadarka, meaning the point that he's learning the Psukim Kipshuta, that he's claiming that he had Bia with her, there was something wrong, the Psulim are missing. Well, how did he know the Psulim are missing? If he had Bia Kadarka, he knows the Psulim are missing. If he had Bia Shalai Kadarka, he doesn't know the Psulim are missing. So, yes, Kernel Blessed Ben Yaakov, there has to be Bia. Yes, Kernel Blessed Ben Yaakov, that he's claiming that she was lacking, she had a Bia Kadarka somewhere, and there's no Psulim, but he's only going to be Chayiv, the Oinshim, etc., if he also had Bia Kadarka. So, it's not like Kernel Blessed Ben Yaakov. Ella that the more Shalach Rav Kahana Mishmed Rav Yechon, Rav Kahana said the name of Yechon differently, and Achayv Atche Yibol Kedarka V'yitzi Shemro B'Kedarka. So it's going to give us a Yaakov. He has to have Bia, and the Bia has to be reflective of a claim that there's no psulim, that indicates A, that he's talking about her, that a claim that she had to be a kadarka, and he is saying now that he had to be a kadarka. The Rashi Shlomo Tzidon Shachalak Hakasav Mishke Beisha Ksiv. It says Mishke Beisha. Two ways, plural. Shnei Mishke Beisha Shavim L'Chol Mishvat Arayot. So the two ways to be shaykh with a woman both generate all of the halachas of Arishim, etc. But by Mitzvah Shemer Cholak, by Mitzvah Shemer, there is a difference. Shim Hevi Edim. Shinibala Arasasa Shaloi Kedarka. He brings Adam that they know that she is Mazdana Shaloi Kedarka. And then when Ibsa Zimmerman, those Adam are found to be Zimmerman. So they were trying to kill the woman because she's Chayim Mitzvah for Biyash Lokadarka. And they should need she's Chayim and Biyash Lokadarka. So they were trying to kill her. And now you found them to be Zimmerman. So they're. The Edom will be Chayim Misa, but the husband who brought these Edom doesn't have to pay the Meir Sela, doesn't get Malkus. The Matzasi the Bitra Besulim, see B'Makom Besulim, he's referring to, he's claiming that there is something wrong with her Besulim. And there's if we only were made that she was Zanish Lakadarka, the psulim was still intact. Now Rashi says, Klemmer, Kishabal Nimr Hadwarm. We say that the halacha is that according to Bezim and Yaakov, we're going like Bezim and Yaakov, that there has to be Bia. He, the husband, has to have taken her and had Bia with her. But ubilosef afilu he, we have the next word.
He.
Yeah, shalakadarka. Even if it's shalakadarka, kehecha lecholak b'sharanshim. So this einish also, if he turns out to shemra, and requires bia, that bia can be shalakadarka. Also, that's called a bia. He fulfilled the requirements of bia. It's called a shem bia. The claim that he's saying about the bia that she had, supposedly, the Edom are saying that she had supposedly, that bia is only a bia which would affect the psulim. So she yomer al bia kedarka. Come on, Farshlo. So Mar is going to say what it means. Okay. So inu inu kedarka bina. Kiman the Omer Dvorim Kichsavan. Colonel Lezer Ben Yaakov, the whole story has to be as written. So, Heich Atakare, how could he claim, quote, Lo Mesotsi Lo Absulim, Mesotsi Lo Bitcha Absulim, if he had Biyash Lakadarka? Elim Cain, he said, Batia Kadarka. The only way he is able to claim that is if he said that if you're saying Dorking so you need the Pasuk as written, so the Pasuk has to be talking about that he's claiming he had beer with her Kedarka and she was lacking Psulim. So we require that the claim about her was that she was Mazana Kedarka, and what he did now was to be a Kedarka, and that's the only case. Okay. The more it puts Mitzvah Shemra behind us.
Yeah.
So the mission moves it to a general, we see that the father gets the payment and etc. So we move to a general list of discussion of what schuyos the father has in the daughter. Sazak the Mishnah Ha'av Zakai Bebitoi, the father has a schus in the daughter, the Kiddushah. That he's the one who is able to marry her off and get the benefit of that. Bekesef b'shtar b'biyah. The more we'll say with Kesef, he accepts the money. Shtar, he accepts the shtar. Bia, he's moiser her, gives over to Bia. And the schools that he has includes the fact that he has the right to get paid for this. Zakai ben Metzias, so the father receives her Metzias, the items that she finds, Vamaisidah and her work. Vaforas Nidareha, the father is able to be made for her Nidorim. Vamakabalas get to the father, there is the one who accepts her get. The Simchalakis we had over there in Kedushin, it doesn't mean he's the only one who can Makabal the get. Simchalakis Tanoim, or means, oh he, oh yaviho. The Kedushin belongs to the father, but Gerushin is that he has to serve the bill of divorce. He doesn't need her input, doesn't need her consent, deraisa. Just the fact that he put the get into her hand, she's divorced, and maybe that works by the girl as well. If the case where the girl owned property, the daughter owned property, which the father wasn't the father's, the girl's mother passed away, and she received the Yerusha from the mother. She was the only child, or the only girls, so she got Yerusha. So that property belongs to the girl, and the father has no schuyus in it. The reason why the Mishnah says it, because we'll see, we'll talk about, we're going to contrast to the husband's rights and the wife, the property, that he would get a right to have payrus. Nisais, if she leaves the father's home and goes through the process of nesuin, erushin, and then nesuin, even and then nesuin as well. So now we can talk about the rights of the husband. Yes or love a baal. The baal has schuyas in his wife greater than the father has in the daughter. The number one, Shaykh Paris Bechayel. So he gets a right to all of her property brought into the marriage can be divided up into two ways. There's Nixi Sun Barzal and Nixi Malug. If Sun Barzal is anything which when they bring in, they make an evaluation of how much it's worth. The husband commits to, if he divorces her or she becomes an almana, she'll be reimbursed that full amount. And now it basically goes into the shus of the husband. If it goes up in value, the husband gains. If it goes down in value, the husband loses. It's in the shus of the husband. Anything which has not been evaluated at the time of the marriage and put with a set price, etc., goes into the standard property being brought into the marriage with the halacha is the husband. It's called nisim maluga. The husband has the right deed payers. But together with that, he must support her. He must redeem her if she's captured. He must bury her if she dies. Included in the kavura is that the hesped should be done in the proper way, and the way they did a hesped, they used to use. They would have women who would wail, and they would have a chalila, which would play to create a dirge. So he's mechuyav to give that as well. It's part of his responsibility of kavura. The Rashi, Avzaka Bebitoy, Bekatnus Ubenarus, Kedushah Bekasem, Shekasem Kedushah Yishaloi. The money of the Kedushah goes to the father, Mishtar. Shem Kibbo Shtar Erisin Aleho, Reza Mekadesh. If the one who's marrying her, gives the father the Shtar, she's now married to the man, the same condition. He has to give it. He has the ability to give her over to somebody for Bia for condition purposes. The father gets to decide that. The Kabbalists get the imni skarshim in erison. If there's a get while she's still as an arusa, she's still rishus av. The father accepts the get, and also she's still a nara. Kadim shabagra, abagra enisa shuv ein loy rishus. Once she became begaris, or she had the suin, the father has no power over her, and therefore the father cannot accept the get anymore. So she has property which does not belong to the father. She got it from her mother's side. So the father does not consume the Paris. So what do you do with the Paris? If it's something which you can keep, you would keep it. She's not eating it necessarily. She's not holding by selling it, etc. We take something which we store it. So she has a school. She has this thing, this treasure waiting for her. Or we sell it and buy something of value which we store for her. So that's the Usul Skula. He's no right to the Paris while she's alive. Ella imke mesa v'yarsha. But if she dies childless, so the Yerusha goes to the father.
Both the karka, both the item and the skula and the payment.
Correct. It's all about. He has the rights. He's the get the mitzvahs, the ma'asidayim. He's made for the dorim. Obviously, not mekabel the get. And above and beyond all of that, Paris min chosim shenafel of Yerusha mishenisus loy. So she gets property which is her own distinct property, like Yerusha, which she acquired after the Nesu'in. He has a right to the Paris. Why Rashi says it in that version? The Pashti has a right to the Paris of the property she brings into the marriage as well.
What?
I'm not sure why Rashi. A woman can have property that she brings into the marriage. She owned it before she brings it into the marriage of the husband. And they don't do a shuma on it. So the halacha is that it comes into the maluga and the husband eats the peres. But it's hers. And we can have a case where after you're shredi had the suin, we have a rule, whatever the woman is kind of belongs to the husband. So can't discuss eating pears, but yeah, it's his. But if she gets something by Yerusha that doesn't belong to the husband, but he has the right to pears. So Rashi gives that example. He can give a more partial example. Property she brought into the marriage, Shas and Suin. If he didn't do a Shuma on it, be Mechabal HaKrayas, because the Chomer Mesak and then it functions as Nixon Malug.
When's it his if he did, yeah?
I'm sorry, what's he?
When is it completely the husband's? If he did do a shuma or anything?
No, if he did shuma, it's the husband's through the brazil.
Yeah.
This halacha of shuma, the halacha of Paris Bechayah, can apply any property that she brought into the marriage.
When is it completely his? That he not only eats the Paris?
If they do shuma at the time, they do shuma at the time of the Nisuan. He's a Mechabal of full cries, and he gets full rights to it. Mechabim is in a sabi for kuna. What? If it goes down in value, he has to replace it at the value of the time of the suin. That's the shuma.
Yeah. You say he gets full rights to it. Can he sell it?
Yeah, partially could sell it.
And then having sold it, the...
You would have full responsibility to replace it.
I'm sorry?
You would have to replace it at the time of Gershon. He has to replace it.
So if he has to replace it, so if it was Kark, he has to buy equivalent land. So payroll clearly includes agricultural product. What about an apartment?
Usage, the rent, whatever it is. Tashmishim, have it in a Paris. The chayv is on a sab pirkuna. In this space, so he has to support her, then he has to redeem her if she's been captured. Shutanai bezin kitatan b'mesisin. Like these are part of the arrangements chachamur masakin that he must do. Bikvurasa, the rina kaman kvurasa tachas kvurasa. Shechtin shalom b'mesaviyah. Who yarshim b'misasa. So the nixay malug, which the ksuba gives him the right to, that he eats the paris, and he's yarish them if she dies. So in payment for that, the chomer mekayim, he has responsibility of, but since he's the yarish, he has to take care of the kvura.
He's the yarish what of the woman?
He's the yarish of the woman. Of the property which is brought into the marriage, the nixay malug, so he's not mechuyev to pay for the, he's being yarisher, he's mechuyev to pay for the kura. Yehuda says came less than the mishtech lilin lehesped is, and then Rashi says some last word for the purpose of the hesped, they would have this galilin, yes.
Your items that require expenditure for upkeep. Where does that money come from?
It comes from, well, he's mechuyev to keep it upkeep.
So,
and he gets the paris.
So for property, he'd be responsible for property taxes.
That's not upkeep. Saying he eats the paris, but together with that, he has to cover the, you know, whatever it costs to take to maintain the property tax. I'm not sure.
So a water pipe breaks, he's got to fix it. So a water pipe breaks, he's got to fix it.
Right.
That's whatever damage may have occurred.
Property tax, I don't know. Okay. I'm sure it's a Gemara somewhere. I don't remember. So the more we cast it. I'm sure it's a Gemara somewhere. Kesef Minolan. So how do we know that the Kesef goes to the father? Some of Yehudim Makra. V'yotzachinam in Kesef. So it says by the case of the father sells his daughter. And then she becomes, reaches the age of becoming a gedola. She is leaves the husband for free. She doesn't have to pay anything.
Leaves the husband, or leaves?
No, I'm saying not the husband. The Odin, the master. Thank you. And the there's no payment to the master for this release when she becomes the gedola. So, but it says the Reisa Yotzachinam. What's Ein Kesef? What is Ein Kesef adding? Reisa Yotzachinam. So we darshan it to tell me Ein Kesef. Odin Zeh. In this scenario where she's leaving the rishus of the Odin, there's no payment which goes to the Odin for this release. Yesh Kesef Odin Acher. But there's another scenario where the girl is leaving the rishus of the one who has mastery over her, and it's done through a payment to the Odin. Who is that? Manu, that's a via.
The parallel case would be that she just becomes a gadola. She leaves her father.
She lives to her father's house.
Right, but that's not me star, but that's called the Yitzia, which would there be any payment involved in that. Okay, the Gemara says, okay, the Emor Ledidah. So yes, we can learn out that there's a payment and that to leave the Rishus of the father, but maybe the word that goes to the, it goes after the father receives it, the money is given to her. Versus, what do you mean? Hashta be a mekabel kiddushah. We know the father is the one who is accepts the ma'aseh kiddushin. The same as being to the satelish is there. He it says he gave her, I gave her over. The father's talking to I gave her over means he's the one who gives over. So e shakal kasper. Why should she get the money? Versus, okay, fine. But the pasuk is written, contrasting it, based on the contrast to the case of the girl leaving the rishus of her adin. Now the girl, that's only she's only katana, because by the din of a omrei vriya only applies when she's a katana. She becomes a gadola. She leaves the rishus of her adin. So we are also emahani mila katana l'les liyad. So by katana, who in general doesn't have a yad, we say, you know what, the Kesef Kedushin goes to the father. Aval Nara the Isla Yad, e to Kadesh Nafsha, but Anara is a Gedola. She has the ability to marry herself off. So maybe in that scenario, the payment, the Kesef Kedushin is done, the man's Mekadesh, by giving her money. And you can't not learn out from any Kesef, because that's written by case of a girl who's a Katana. Amanar Disloyad, e to Kaddish Nafshal, she should marry herself off, v Tishka Kasim, she gets the money. Amrakrabi and Rabbi Sevilla, Kol Shrach Neurim Lavia. All benefits of the Nara, all money coming in by the Nara, go to the father. So this is, she is a Nara, is getting married off, the money goes to the father.
Listen, once we have the pasuk of as between the Sati Lisha Zeh, why do we need the drasha of Yotzachino and Kosef? In other words, we know that, you know, he can do the Kedushin, so then automatically you know, we have this Svara that you know, he should get the Kosef.
Okay, so in this step of the Hamin of the Gemara, that it's only by Katana, Savitarish is beaten as Hathi Shazah, is referring to, I gave her over when she was a Katana, and now the positive is referring to she's a Nara now, because the Chiyav, we're discussing the Chiyav of Nara Marasa, and we're saying if it's true, she's Chayim Misa. If it's not true, you have this din of the din of Machishemra. So that's where it's written, but it would mean I married her off as a katana, because the marriage can be when she's a katana. The story which is taking place now is that he's making a claim about when she was a nara. But so speaking of Sati, says that's referring would be this step of the more that you were saying that it should only apply to a katana would mean I Nasati while she was a katana. Okay.
Isn't it also a katana? I mean, it could also be when she's a nara.
Well, I understand, but we're saying right now that based on the drush of Ein Kesef, we know that the schus of the father to get the money is the Torah wrote it in the scenario of a katana. And we're assuming now that that's not true, so then it's Bitanasati means civilly only a katana. This is happening to the Gemara. Yeah, okay. So more says, so we have this other pasuk, been a rabbi, Savia, Kol Shrach Nurim is Levia. So more is going to challenge that. We have the same Gemara over there in Kedushin. Well, Ella, Hodam Rabbi Huna Amarav. Who says the name of Rav? Menayin Shemaisa Baslavia. How do we know that the work, the payment for work belongs to the father? Shenemar, it says, Kiyim Kar Ish as Bitsa La'oma. So the father marries, the father sells his daughter to be an Omi Riyad. My Oma, my Siyadel Rabba. Afbas, my Siyadel Aviyah. So that's how we know that the my Siyadayim go to the father, because the father functions parallel to a master in that sense. But according to you, typically, me being the rabbi, Sevilla, why do we need this statement of Rav? That my Sebas is Levia. Ming Medai get from the Parsha Omri Ria. We have a pasuk, but the rabbi, Sevilla, call Shrach Norm Levia. Any prophets during the Naris period belong to the father. That includes the Maitzi Yadayim. Ella. So why don't we use the pasuk of Bina Rabbi Sevilla and we use this other drusha instead? Terah says Ella Hahuba first the Dor Mudach Siv. Bina Rabbi Sevilla, the Torah wrote it in the parsha of the Dor. Says talk about the parsha of the Dor. We're not extrapolating out, and therefore your answer before is not correct, because it would be we would have this other problem. Okay, so it's written by the dorm. He's saying, so therefore the father has full rights over his daughter when she's Nara, that to be made for her in a dorm. But you see, he has rights over her, so learn out from there to regards to the money as well. The answer is, we can't conclude regards to payment, that the any moment is that the father gets a payment, based on the fact the father has the schuyas of being made for her nador. Okay. V'chiteima nelef mikanasa. But the father receives the payments of the kanas. That's the parish of the boss. The father receives the payments of the kanas. So therefore, hu adin, the father, that's by a nara. So hu adin, by a case of a father with a nara, could the payment for the kedushin goes to the father. Again, we look at kenas as being something which is unique, and we cannot learn out the dini moment is from the dini kenosis. Samora says, "Money mikenas al yafin." Fine. Chitema nela b'mushes abegam. So we discussed before that the psukim indicate this is the payment for the hanoa shkiva, but there are other payments as well. There's brushes of begam, and again, and they function along the way of the din of the kanas, and it goes to the father. She learned out from brushes of begam to here. She had brushes of begam, davia nami shayach be. Brushes of begam, the father's affected as well. But over here, we're discussing he was damaged as well. That's why he's a right to the payments. But that the father has a right to get the money of marrying her off. Zemora says, Ella Mistabra, sorry, Ella. You're asking, yes, that we're saying that over here, we're not just learning out that there's kasef. We learned before that there's kasef. You're saying, okay, maybe she keeps the kasef. Mor says, well, it's not mistabra. If you marry her off, for sure he has the right to the kasef. Mor says, it's preferish. We're saying that ain't kasef l'odin zeh when he leaves she leaves the odin. Yesh kasef l'odin achah, then the money goes to the father. Just like over there, had there been a payment, it would go to the father. To the master. It's comparing the two. and saying this leaving and that leaving, we're saying they should function. There are elements of being parallel, and over here there's no payment, whereas over there there is a payment, but the payment would go to the one who would get the payment, which would be the father. The more says, well, the truth is they're not exactly parallel. So if you're basing on that, we would be hard put to say we have a clear raya, because they're not the same. Hosam Gabi Odin, Nafle Mirshusil Gabri. The verse says over there, I mean, how's it going to be Odin Nafkali Mishas of the Gamri? She totally left the Mishas of the Odin. So we're saying, theoretically, there should be a payment. No, there's no payment. But over here, you see a Da'av, a Kate Mitzvah, Mesir Lechupa. So she does not leave the Mishas of the father until he gives over the Chupa. Father has all of his schuyos in her, etc. So I can't learn out that there's a payment by comparing to over there where she leaves the Gamri, theoretically there should have been a payment. There's no payment. But there's somebody else who has a similar process, that the payment goes to the father. And don't have a similar process. And Moore says, may I first. But the father does lose the power of the forest of Dorim, or the full power of forest of Dorim. So in that sense, it's left his rishus. So it's then we can parallel the two to the case of the other. The other doesn't have the forest of Dorim. He has other schuyos in her. It's not narmaros avio balim fear in law nidareh. So the forest of Dorim belongs to the father together with the husband. Okay. Zok Rashi from the Gemara. The Kesef Manola, the Kesef Kedushel Avia. How do we know the Kesef goes to the father? And not the primary source, but not the Mekadosh Yisrael from the Kesef. That wasn't, but the more lessons on the side. How do you know that he can marry off through Kesef? Then Mr. Rock said, that's not the question. The question is, how do you know it belongs to the father? He says, ain't Kesef. It's referring to Omer Vriya, who's leaving the Rishus of her Odin. Okay, so it's extra. Who's in Porath? The more of their deals with. That I need it for in itself. So we're saying Yosefinum ain't kosev is extra. So the more inclusion says no, it's not extra, because if it just happened Yosefinum, I always say that the moment that she gets released from her Odin is when she comes to Begaris. Ain't kosev comes in Marba. That no, even earlier already he loses his chiyus to her when she becomes a Nara. So we need it for that. So what are we darshan? We darshan over here. Ain't kesef odin zeh, but say something rishus. When she leaves the rishus of her master, simon inaris, by bringing her physical manifestations of maturity, kefirim kedushin, the beyotzus simon mishterikra. The pasuk is referring to the word that proves is referring to. The girl is leaving the rishus of the father by becoming an adult. There's another odin that when she leaves that odin's rishus, there is kesef. That's referring to the father. Mano, who is that? That is the av. She an odin lebas yisrael el avia. The only two cases where we have an odin for a Jewish child is the father has certain bialism over here and he sold her. There's such a thing. Morris says, okay. Name of the daughter, Javi, maybe goes to her. Rekroa, Kiyas Hashmin and also Shehi Niknas the Baal Bekidushay Kasev. The purpose of the time of the husband, he can marry her off with Kasev. But not that it belongs to her necessarily. It belongs to him necessarily. Tinushay, Ain Kasev Yitzizu. We ask Kasev Yitziach Harris. But Melalim, the Dohavi. And there is Kasev over there that you learn how. But who said it goes to the father? Maybe it goes to the girl. Okay, let's hold the Rashi's here.